Aspartame is an artificial sweetener and primary sweetener and NutraSweet and Equal. This chemical is 160 to 200 times sweeter than sucrose. As a dipeptide, aspartame is a small protein-like molecule, but the products it is in are considered non-nutritive. When digested, it is converted to 4 calories per gram, but since it is sweeter than sugar, much less is used. In one packet of Equal, there are 4 calories, but Equal can claim 0 calories because the FDA considers any product that has less than 5 calories per serving to be calorie-free. Aspartame is generally shelf-stable, but is easily decomposed when heated, which causes loss of sweetening power. The effect can be reduced by following the cooking methods recommended by the manufacturers. Aspartame is considered one of the most thoroughly tested food additives approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In 1996, aspartame was approved as a general use sweetener by the FDA. Saccharin is an artificial sweetener and the primary sweetener in Sweet and Low. The chemical is 300 times sweeter than sucrose. Saccharin provides no food energy, therefore it is considered non-nutritive. This product is shelf-stable while also having limited degradation when applied to heat. Saccharin is very inexpensive, which has caused an increase in its use. The FDA approved it as a food additive in foods and beverages, tabletop substitutes, and gum. Sucralose is an artificial sweetener and the primary sweetener in Splenda and Altern. This chemical is 600 times sweeter than sucrose. Even though sucralose is a disaccharide or a sugar, it is poorly absorbed, so is considered non-nutritive. Sucralose has a good shelf life and is heat stable in cooking and baking. In 1998, the FDA approved it for use as a tabletop sweetener and for use in desserts, confections, and non-alcoholic beverages. And in 1999, it was approved as a general purpose sweetener. Before we begin discussing the relationships between these products and cancer, think about this question. From your personal experience, what are negative consequences that are associated with sugars and sweeteners? For example, what have you heard through the media or people you know?